Please be advised. This show contains coarse language and sexual themes and is not suitable for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Supermarket.
Why the fuck are you wearing that?
Why the fuck does he sound like that?
What the fuck is on your face?
You like it? It's my new image. I'm in my undercover era.
So what you're saying, Carson, is you're the undercover shopper?
Precisely.
Oh my god, Carson's mom's the wine thief?
Oh my god.
My mom's the wine thief.
Attention shoppers, this is Veronica West speaking to you.
That's it, we're gonna frame Veronica West and make her take the fall for my mom's klepto ways.
I can't do this.
Great, I'll get the termination papers.
No, wait, Carson. If you keep messing up, keep on being late, keep fighting with customers, I'll have no choice but to let you go. This is your first strike.
What do you want? What do you know? What are you scheming, devil?
I'm kind of seeing your brother.
There it is! I knew there was something!
Josh and I are in love-ish. And I just wanted you to be the first to know.
Carson County Police?
We're responding to a shoplifting incident?
It's her, officer! She's a thief!
This lunatic, Carson, was trying to plant these wine bottles in my purse and accuse me of stealing.
Hands behind your back!
No! My baby is getting arrested!
I did this for your klepto-ass mother! I did this for you!
911 Podcast presents Supermarket. Created by Adam Marciano, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, Antonio Cordero, and Alexandria Benoit. Directed by Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, and Adam Marciano.
Here goes nothing.
Carson.
Sahil.
Can I help you?
Can we talk?
Come in.
Look, I just want to say I'm sorry. I really truly tried to be a good employee here at Sing Sing Supermarket, but the truth is, I don't think I'm cut up for this line of work.
Huh?
As a minimum wage employee.
Yeah.
I understand this is your business, and I've only caused more harm than good. So, I just want to come here today and say, I'm sorry, and I'm finally ready to sign the termination papers.
Oh, well, I do appreciate that, Carson.
Mm.
And I do respect that you did all of that, sacrificing and putting yourself in jail instead of your mother, who is now banned from our store, by the way.
Well, it was supposed to be Veronica, but...
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
And we do have a 3-strike deal, you and I.
Oh, see, I thought being arrested would be a home run. Ha! See? I got the lingo.
Normally, yes, it would be, but we'll consider that incident strike 2.
Sorry, I'm confused. Why would you still want me around? Unless you secretly like having me around, don't you? Yes, you do, Sahil. Admit it. Admit it. You totally do.
Relax, you turkey.
Okay.
The real reason is because I need extra hands.
Extra hands?
Thanksgiving is in 2 days. Elijah is a complete idiot and ordered way too many turkeys.
Yeah. How many turkeys are too many turkeys?
Let's just say this. When ordering, he added 2 extra zeros to the number I requested. Now it's too late to cancel, and we're drowning in gobbles.
Oh, my turkey lord.
So, I need all hands on deck.
Huh.
Tonight, the shipments come in, and I need you to help get everything ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, a night shift.
You'll be working alongside Ember, Elijah, Josh, and Theo.
Theo? Who's Theo?
He works nights.
Huh.
Go home, get some rest. I need you here tonight at 9 p.m. sharp. Don't be late.
Yes, sir. Thank you for another chance. You just topped the charts on my Thanksgiving list this year.
Don't touch me!
Okay, sorry. By the way, did you ever end up getting any cameras installed?
Yes, a single one. Outside. Got it secondhand. Look.
Oh my god. What is this?
Huh?
A 2002 Nokia flip phone?
Huh.
1 pixel a minute, my god. My sex tape had better quality than this shit.
It's all we can afford, okay?
Damn.
Get out before I change my mind about keeping you here.
Going. I promise I won't let you down tonight, Sahil. We getting turkalicious tonight, baby. Ow, ow. Gluck, gluck. Gobble, gobble, bitch.
Hearing him just say turkalicious and gobble, gobble, bitch has already been a colossal letdown to my soul.
He became a sitcom star at age 15 until a hacker leaked a video that showed his peen. What a cruel mistress, the fame machine. He went the way of Roseanne Barr and Paula Deen. He moved back with his parents, had to get a job, but his resume was lacking, things were looking hard. Found himself begging the owner of a grocery store. Carson, Carson, sitcom star. Rags to riches, riches to rags. Price and stickers, grocery bags. Clean that spill in aisle 12. Carson's career has been shelved.
Thank you, cab driver.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Party is here, bitches! Yay! I got tequila, White Claw, vodka, okay. Some pre-rolls.
Ooh, we finna get lit tonight!
Ooh. Lit? Lit? No one is getting lit. We have work to do. What the hell is this?
Alcohol and drugs, duh. Do you want a shot?
No, I don't want a shot.
Okay, aggressive.
The only shot I want to take is a bullseye right to your head.
Oh, like his headshot on the dartboard in the break room. I got both eyes today.
What? That's still up there? Ugh, rude. Anyway, when I was shooting night shoots on Time Vampire, me and the cast would gather in my trailer, and we would all do shots, and it would loosen us up, make our performance even better, which I'm sure will be the same thing for us tonight.
Life isn't a movie, Carson. Give me the booze.
No, chill.
This sucks.
There's no customers here. We're unpacking turkeys, for God's sake. It's a mindless job. We can have a bit of fun.
Yeah, girl.
Come on. It's an after hours.
Freaking.
Last time I went to an after hours, let's just say the weekend and I, we couldn't feel our faces until at least 11 a.m. But that's another story for another day. Come on, Ember. Loosen up your buttons, baby.
Don't call me baby. And absolutely not. You're on the clock. Give me that.
You know, Josh, at first I thought, how can my own brother, my blood, date such a boring, lame, lifeless loser like Ember? Now I can see it. You two are a perfect match. You're both boring, lame, lifeless losers.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Every time we're even giving anyone else a chance to speak,
how dare you date such a
loser? Stop it, you two.
I just got out of prison, okay? I just want to have some fun. Sue me.
Oh, trust me. If I could afford to, I would.
Oh, please. And you can't. You know what? That's why I think that you need to
start
working. Hey, hey. Whoa. What's going on here?
Who dis?
I'm Theo. I work the night shifts here.
Gluck 9000.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Neither do I.
So what's all the ruckus about?
Carson's idiot ass was trying to bring booze and drugs into work and party like it's a millionaire's music video.
So what? No one understands your emo references, Ember. Read the room.
Sounds like a good time to me.
See?
No, I'm the manager and I will not allow this. It's unsafe. Josh, follow me.
Coming.
Yeah, that's right, Joshy. Be a good little puppy boy and follow your lover.
Good thing I have a lover.
And good thing I don't. Yeah, I don't have a lover, Theo. I'm single. Very single.
All right. Well, why don't you come help me unload in the back?
Unload?
Yeah, unload. The turkeys? Like, the thousands of turkeys we have sitting back there in that truck?
Right. Duh.
What did you think I meant?
Nothing. Never mind.
Elijah, work the front and restock for tomorrow. We'll call you to the loading dock if we need help.
Copy that, Captain. I'll just be here, finishing my soup can tower. Thank God, because I just popped an edible and it's about to hit. And turkeys scared the shit out of me. My soup can tower!
Ember? Why are we in Suhail's office?
Technically. Tonight it's my office.
Okay, well then, why are we technically in your office? Shouldn't we be technically helping the boys with the turkey?
Tonight's the night, Josh. Tonight's the night. And I have the goods.
Sorry, I'm confused. I thought you said there was no drinking allowed when we're working.
My office, my rules.
I don't get it.
Well, let me help you get it.
Oh, okay, this is workplace sexual harassment.
What? What are you talking about, Josh? We've been dating for a month.
Yeah, outside of work. If we do anything sexual on the work premises, isn't that grounds for sexual harassment?
Not if we're both consenting.
Have you not done your 2023 workplace safety guide?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No! Do you consent?
Yes, you tool! I do consent! I'm making the goddamn move here! I mean, is it ethical that we do this here in Sahil's office? No, but who will ever find out? Sahil has that one camera and it's outside the store.
Besides, isn't it kind of hot? Fucking your boss?
Supervisor.
Manager. Manager.
Look, Josh, I need a man. A man. Someone who'll be in charge and take control for once.
I thought you liked to be in control. You're always in control.
Josh, I know that. That is my point. And I need a break from time to time, you know.
And that's where you come in.
Okay, sorry. No, I can't do this. I can't do this.
What do you mean you can't do this?
There's pictures of Sahil all over the office. I can't. This is just too weird.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
All right, fine. I'll take them down. In the meantime, you better start pouring us shots, okay? Hurry up!
I thought you said that we can't train.
Josh, do not argue with
me!
Okay. All right, that should be all the turkeys. Thanks for helping me, unload.
God, every time you say unload, it just says something unholy to me.
What?
Nothing, never mind.
Now, the next step, I'll unbox them, pass them to you, and you place the frozen turks over there in that crate. Got it?
Easy peasy.
So, I hear you're some Hollywood star, huh?
Yeah, well, it was. Not so much anymore.
Oh, what happened?
I'm sure you heard.
Nope, I haven't. I live under a rock. I'd even go as far to say that Patrick Starr is my roommate.
Oh, the MUA? Yeah, he and I got into a Twitter fight back in 2017. Hate that guy.
No. Patrick Starr? The guy who lives near the pineapple under the sea.
Pineapple? Someone lives in a pineapple?
Nothing. Never mind.
Anywho, let's just say Hollywood sucked me in, chewed me up, and spat me back out. There was seriously a time where I thought I'd never leave showbiz, but the more time I spent away from that town, the more I'm starting to realize how toxic Hollywood truly is.
Ah, oh, I bet. But I'm sure it's much more fun than this small haggard town.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. But there is something charming about this small Hagertown. It's home, and I don't know, I lost touch with it for a while. It's been nice to just take a step back, zoom out of life, you know? Out here, it's just so much more calm, chill, peaceful, you know?
Ah, help! We're being robbed!
What do you mean we're being robbed? Who the hell would rob a shitty supermarket?
I mean, I don't blame them. Groceries are pricey as shit these days. Trust me, if I'm noticing these things, they are.
No, I'm serious. Two men in baklavas are out here trying to rob the cashier.
Well, did you call 911?
Yeah.
And more alarming, did you just call a balaclava a baklava?
No, I did not call 911. And yes, they're wearing baklavas.
Balaclava, you stupid boy. Even I know that.
Just call 911. Where is Ember and Josh?
God, this liquor's nasty.
Yeah, well, you can thank your brother for that. Ugh. Who gets Smirnoff? I drank that in, like, the 9th grade. It's not even strawberry.
9th grade? Aren't you supposed to be 21 to drink?
Wow, you're a genius, Josh. Have you ever broken a rule in your life?
I did once have a snack after brushing my teeth before bed. I felt quite guilty for it for, like, 2 weeks. Ugh.
I am drier than the Sahara Desert right now. Look, I'm not holding you hostage here, Josh. If you want to go, door's right there.
No, Ember, I am totally into you.
Then what is it? Why won't you make any moves on me? We've been dating for like a month and we have yet to fuck. I get it, you want to be all respectable and shit, but 1 month with no sex? That's starting to get like pretty disrespectful.
I know. It's not you. Trust me.
What is it then?
You
got a small dick.
No! No, definitely not a small dick.
Then what?
Give me more of this liquor.
Oh. Give me that too.
Okay, do you promise you won't make fun of me? Or tell anyone? Especially not my brother. He'll never let me live this down.
I mean, your brother has a sex tape that has massacred literal people, so I don't think he's one to judge or talk about that, but yes, I do promise.
Okay, I...
Am gay?
No, I...
Have erectile dysfunction?
No, I...
Herpes?
I,
Syphilis? The clap? It's definitely the clap.
No, none of that.
Spit it out, you imbecile! Spill the tea!
Oh, okay, I'm a virgin.
What?
Give me that.
I mean, I've seen you with so many girls before. Josh, you've had long-term girlfriends.
Yeah, and we never fucked, okay? Sue me.
Why?
I don't know, okay? I wanted to wait for the right girl, the right moment. I wanted it to be meaningful. I'm traditional in that way. And listen, Ember, I think you're the right one for me. Truthfully. I just want our first time to be special. Dare I say, romantic.
Aww. Joshy, I'm flattered.
So, losing my virginity in a room filled with pictures of Suhail isn't exactly how I pictured how my first time would go down.
Oh, come here, baby.
Fuck! I have no phone servers back here. Do you?
Nah.
No.
So what the fuck do we do?
I don't know.
They're literally outside!
Come in!
Are you stupid? Are you dumb? Don't tell him to come in!
Hi!
Come on in!
Yo, tie him up now!
Got it!
Welcome to the loading dock!
Not much to see here. Turkeys! Just turkeys everywhere! Happy Thanksgiving! We're thankful for you? If you spare our lives, that is.
Listen up, you little fucking bitches! We don't have much time. There's no fucking money in the register.
We clear them at the end of the day.
Don't talk. Sit your ass down.
I will blow all your brains out right fucking now. Take us to the safe. Open the safe. Give us the money in the safe. Then everyone will be safe.
Okay. Is there a safe word? What? Just in case things get a little too violent or...
Man, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Shut the fuck up. This is a safe word. Noted.
Where is the goddamn safe?
I can't breathe.
Okay, we will take you to the safe. We will take you to the safe.
Shut the fuck up! Safe word!
Thanks for respecting my boundaries.
I want this fucking clown to take me there.
I don't know where it is.
It's in Suhail's office.
Get up! Take me to the safe now.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you watch these two. I'll be right back with the fucking money.
Got it.
Well... here we are, both naked.
Yep. Nakey.
Don't say that.
Okay, sorry.
And we drank all the liquor.
Indeed we did.
So, I think it's time for you to...
to get more.
No! Remember that whole be a man thing? Taking control? Dominance?
Okay, yes. Yes, I can do this.
Yes! Yes, you can! Grab me and slam me against the wall!
Okay, are you sure?
Just do it!
Okay!
Ow! It's fine! I consent! Good! Now kiss me!
They're naked! Why are you both naked? Oh my god!
Well, why did you just break down the door? And who's this man? Woman, wait, I didn't assume your gender! Who are you in this game at?
Are we being robbed?
Oh, my eyes! They burn!
This is not how I thought I'd lose my virginity!
Josh, you're a virgin?
Wow, this is incredibly awkward.
Where is the fucking safe?
Right over there!
And you, put some fucking clothes on, please! Ugh, y'all are some fucking freaks in this supermarket.
Please, untie us.
No.
So, how long have you been robbing people for?
Man, you have got to shut up.
What? Might as well pass the time.
2 years.
Oh, nice! Is it like a full-time or more of a side gig thing?
Well, for me it's part-time. I have kids, so I can't do it full-time like my buddy does.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually late for me. Uh-huh. I have to take my daughter to school tomorrow morning.
Oh.
It's actually Father and Daughter's Day at school, so she's dressing me up as a ballerina.
Aw, you're a good dad.
Thanks. I try.
No offense, but why rob a supermarket? Like, if I were to rob something, it would be a bank. Or drive up to L.A. and do a good old classic blingering. Rob them celebs dry. Beeline it to Veronica West's house. She rich.
Huh. That's a good question, man. I don't know. I just follow my buddy's lead. He's sort of the one that plans everything.
Oh, nice, dude. It's cool you trust your boy like that.
What even is this conversation? This is ridiculous. Look, sir, please don't kill us. It's Thanksgiving soon, and we all have families. How would you feel if someone did this to your kids? Your daughter?
Don't you ever bring up my daughter again!
Sorry! I'm sorry. Please don't shoot.
Whoa, Theo, buddy! You need to respect my mans here.
What? He's literally trying to kill us.
Not me.
Yeah, not him.
We boys now.
Don't take it that far.
Sorry.
You have 1 minute to get this safe open or your brains will be all over the fucking wall.
Why do I hikey want to see this? No rush, Carson. Take your time.
I don't know the safe code. Amber! Ah! Why are you both still naked? Put some clothes on.
I can't remember the code. I'm way too drunk for this. I mean...
Ah! Drunk? You guys drank all my booze. You fucking traitors.
Carson, there's a gun to your head. You have bigger problems right now.
I think I'll be in therapy for the rest of my life. Thank you very much.
I know, brother. We will get you mental help for this traumatizing robbery. But for now, just focus.
No, the robbery isn't the traumatizing part. Being robbed is no big deal to me. Seeing you both naked, however, that will scar me for life.
35 seconds.
Look, can we just talk? What's your name, sir?
30 seconds.
Jesus, you're mad. Okay, let's see here.
Access denied.
Shit, Amber, think!
Try 1, 2, 3, 4.
Access denied.
Please don't shoot my brother!
Oh, calm down, Josh.
I can't watch this!
Hey, you, come back here!
You know, I will say having a gun to my head in Suhail's office with a naked Amber standing right in front of me was not on the bingo cards for 2023.
15 seconds!
I feel sick.
Fuck, this is really how I'm gonna go,
10,
huh?
Access 9, denied. 8,
Oh, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Ugh, you're the one that bought the vodka.
You ain't killing my brother. Hey-ya! Take this! Frozen turkey to the head, bitch! How's that for being a man, Ember?
I mean, it's not what I was going for, but in this particular instance, sure. It'll do. 5 stars.
Call 911!
Already did. Cops are on the way.
Oh, I got his gun!
Run!
All right, just finished up my police report and talking to Sahil about everything. You know, I'm still pissed that those men got away. Like, who knew they could run so fast? And you hit him with that turkey!
Are you okay, though?
Well, I mean, I puked twice. Reminded me to never drink vodka again, seriously, but yeah, I'm okay. Josh, I just wanted to say what you did for your brother in there. Smashing that frozen turkey on that robber, making him pass out, and calling the police? That was so hot. Even though I hate Carson, and I very much wanted to watch his demise. That was very manly of you.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. So, what do you say we finish what we started? If you're not too traumatized, that is.
Nothing can faze me anymore. But... we can't go to my house.
Why?
My bed is too loud and creaky. My parents will definitely hear.
Fucking virgin.
Hey! How about my car?
It'll do. I'm down.
Bro! The way you guys came to save Theo and I, like fucking superheroes, holding the gun to my boy? Mm. You scared those robbers away? Real quick.
Your boy?
Oh yeah, the robber dude and I actually vibed. Oh, the bus is here. Thanks again, dude. My hero. My idol.
Still doing too much, Elijah. Still doing too much.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. More shook by seeing my brother try to fuck Ember, but I'll be okay.
despite all that went down tonight, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, you as well.
Would you be interested in grabbing a coffee sometime?
Nope. I don't drink coffee anymore. Just quit yesterday, actually.
Okay, how about tea?
Nope, don't drink tea either. I only spill it. Hee hee.
Right. Okay, you like alcohol, so how about some cocktails?
Nope, after tonight, I think I'm gonna be sober. I think I need AA, NA, all the A's.
Carson, I'm asking you out.
Oh, wait, what? I didn't know you were, you know.
Gay?
Yeah. Gobble, gobble. Well, in that case... I'll drink all the tea, coffee, and booze you want, boo-boo.
So, what is that Gluck Gluck 1000 you were mentioning earlier?
Oh, no, it's actually called Gluck Gluck 9000. I heard it on this podcast once, and I think it's actually better if I just show you instead of explain it to you. But basically, what you do is you take your hands and...
Supermarket stars... Adam Murciano as Carson Carson, Alexandria Benoit as Ember, Sujith Varghese as Suhail Singh, Ryan Rosary as Elijah, Chris Burton as Josh Carson and Graham Parkhurst as Theo. Guest starring, Nikeem Provo as robber number one and Frankie Francois as robber number two. Additional performances by Emma Nossel. Directed by Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, and Adam Murciano. Written by Adam Murciano, Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, Adam Blanford, and Joe Diaco. Executive produced by Adam Murciano. Produced by Michelle Dorian, Courtney Spaxman, and Antonio Cordero. Sound design and dialogue editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Michael Grundy at Winchwood Sound and Carlin Nicholson at Pineship Sound, Toronto, Ontario. Theme song by Joe Diaco. Theme song performed by Andriana Shabbat. Special thanks to ACTRA Toronto. For more on Supermarket, including bloopers and behind the scenes, check out the show notes. Supermarket is a 911 podcast production.